As Washington works to dig the nation out of the $14 trillion deficit, debate over whether to raise the debt ceiling rages on. Some say if we don't increase the limit, we're headed toward default. Others argue that cutting spending is really where Congress should be focusing its efforts. It's time for a reality check now with Véronique de Rougis. She's senior research analyst for the Mercatus Institute. Véronique combs through data in order to separate myth from fact when it comes to the global economy. And Véronique, first of all, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Hey, let's start with the first myth. So, myth number one, if we don't increase the debt limit, we will default. That's what's being kicked around. You say the fact is the Treasury could avoid defaulting by putting the government on a pay-as-you-go basis. And we've got a chart to bring up for everybody to kind of walk through the point that you're making. And this is interest spending in context. So talk about it and talk to us about the fact as you see it.
So this chart shows, it's a pie chart that slices the budget and the spending in three categories. So there's the entitlement, as you can see, is like $1.5 trillion, the other spending, and the interest on our debt, which is less than $300 billion. And what Treasury is saying is if they don't pay any of the government's debt, any of all this plus more, they're going to default. But the American family understands that there's a difference between not being able to actually, there's a difference between reaching your credit limit and not being able to borrow more and defaulting, right? I mean, like, your bank really doesn't really care if you have to stop going to the restaurants or going on vacation as long as you pay your mortgage,
right?
Right. So there, I mean, when we hear from Tim Geithner or from Austin Goolsbee that this would be catastrophic and they automatically jump to the conclusion that we would default, you're saying we could opt to not pay other things and still pay our interest on bonds and not default?
Well, we can prioritize. And one thing is absolutely sure. We absolutely have to pay the interest on the debt and whatever, you know, borrowing needs and principal that needs to be paid.
How quickly can we prioritize and say, okay, we're not going to pay that?
Well, we know for sure already what we need to pay. And the new CBO data came out after I made this chart. And so, like, let's break it down. You know, you have $2.2 trillion revenue, let's say $300 billion in interest, and you can still pay all the entitlement. Is it going to be hard? Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Is it going to rattle the bond market? Yes, probably a little bit if they haven't already internalized, you know, it in because they know the U.S. is in trouble, all this talk. And so, but we also have to consider what happens if we actually increase the debt ceiling. We're getting closer.
Let's consider that right now with myth number two. Myth number two is we have to increase the debt ceiling and we will cut spending later. And this is, in a sense, a government claim here, this myth. And what you're saying, the fact that Congress has lost its ability to monitor the nation's finances. And to back this up, we have a chart here. Increasing the debt limit again. So what are you saying with this chart? How does this back up your fact?
This chart actually shows the evolution since the 1940s of the debt ceiling and the statutory debt limit. And what you can tell is, like, for a long time, until the 80s, you know, Congress was doing actually a pretty good job of basically living within its limit. And since the 80s, it's exploded. I mean, since 1940, the debt ceiling has been increased 98 times. It's been increased 10 times in the last 10 years, several times, sometimes twice in a year. So this idea, I mean, Carol, if we want to lose weight, right? I mean, we're going to say we're going to be losing.
I want to lose weight. Why
pounds.
Just Carol?
I don't know.
Too.
I mean, I'm a, you know.
So we don't,
yes,
make
I'm
your
sorry.
Point. So if we want to lose
and so
weight.
So you want to lose. You're going to say I'm going to lose 5 pounds. You're not going to say, well, in the next year I'm not going to gain 10 pounds.
Right.
But that's what they're saying. They're saying, well, we're going to say, let's not gain more than 10 pounds, and that's how we're going to lose weight.
It makes no sense.
It doesn't work like this.
Let's talk about myth three, because the point that the Democrats want to increase the debt ceiling, that the Republicans do not, and you say the fact is historically the party in power always wants to increase spending, Republicans or Democrats alike. And we've got a chart to back this up. Debt limit votes in the Senate. Or
yeah.
in the House,
what this chart shows is really, I mean, overspending is bipartisan. It's a bipartisan disease.
Everybody wants to spend, no matter who.
These are votes exclusively for standalone bill on increasing the debt limit. And what you see is that the party in power overwhelmingly vote to increase the debt ceiling, hence to be able to borrow more, hence to be able to spend more. And this is for the House. There's much fewer standalone.
This is actually the Senate. Yeah.
That's the Senate. Yeah. And there's for the House, there's fewer votes, standalone votes, because of the Gepard rule. But you see exactly the same thing. The party in charge is actually always in favor of raising it.
So they're worried about re-election, I'm guessing.
Yes, but one of the things that's interesting is you hear actually a lot of Republicans in the House and in the Senate actually claiming now that they won't increase. I mean, I know that Senator Toomey has a bill. He wants to introduce a bill to prioritize, and so we'll see what's going to happen.
The best example of this is Art Laffer. I was talking with the other day, and he pointed out that back in 2006, President Obama held a speech on the floor against raising the debt limit, saying it was just an example that government had gotten out of control, and any government that needed to get to raise the debt limit had lost its control over the budget. And now, of course, as he's in the White House, he is claiming that if we don't raise the debt ceiling limit, it'll be a catastrophe.
Matt, you know what Lord Acton said, right? Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. And whether it's the Republican or the Democrats, they just can't help themselves.
So they should stop pointing fingers at each other and just figure it out.
I mean, these charts are they speak for themselves. And interestingly, 2007, this is when they were split. And it was a totally bipartisan because they were,
All right, we got to run. Good stuff. Veronique.